Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Cubs win.
Gordon Wittenmeyer taking you inside the Cubs clubhouse.
Cubs win.
Chicago Cubs.
The Chicago Sun-Times. Gordon Wittenmeyer.
Mully at Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We are delighted to welcome in Gordon Wittenmeyer. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Gordon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're okay. We are still operating from our studios here in beautiful Prudential Building. Not a lot of cars on the road, not a lot of people outside. Kind of spooky, really strange, to be honest with you. A lot of people very serious about the self-quarantine, and it's important, and we're doing the same, but we are coming in here.
Have you seen those pictures of Las Vegas?
Yeah, that is so bizarre. I mean, can you imagine?
That's eerie.
Gordon, my brother,
a little over a week ago.
You're kidding, and it was wide open, and there were still all the nuts on the strip and everything.
Oh, yeah, it was crazy.
My brother lives in Paris, and he is working out of the U.S. Embassy, and so he gets to go to work. And he said that he's walking through the streets that he walked through before, only now there is no one out on the street. It's the most – he's described it as something out of a sci-fi movie.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what it feels like, right?
So, Gordon, why are you still in Arizona, and how often are you lurking around Sloan Park?
Well, you remember with the manager search?
Yeah, I do. That's what it made me think of when I saw these pictures of you behind a fence taking a photo of Brandon Morrow. Where are the bushes that Gordon's hiding behind? Like that cactus there, he's right behind that.
Somewhere Rizzo's got a picture of me on the other side of the fence. I looked up to take his picture, and he'd already taken one of me. I think it's pretty funny. Here's the thing. I went home for my regular break before all the stuff started hitting the fan, and I left all my stuff down here. Mm-hmm. So I had to come back and get it, and I extended my stay at home by a couple of days because I had to go get my daughter out of her school. They shut down her college campus, and it just kept getting worse every day.
Right.
So my thought was, okay, well, I flew down on Monday, and if I'm here, I'll go over to the complex and just see who's there, just see what's there. And so I came down Monday thinking I might go home Tuesday, but I kept going each morning and talking to another couple of people. And it seemed like for a couple of days there, it did seem like there were at least a few players that almost welcomed the chance to say what was on their minds. And so the weather kind of turned the last couple of days. So not as many guys were coming in, or maybe they'd gone home. Morrow said that he thinks, he sees two or three guys packing every day, and his numbers are getting smaller. But anyway, after yesterday, that was it. I wrote something for Saturday, for Sports Saturday section, but I'm flying home today.
Well, by the way, I love the David Bodie story. The bacon story? David Bodie the baker. Yeah.
Bodie the Baker.
Yeah, I did. I like that. I mean, it was.
You love David Bodie.
If you are going to be there and talking to these guys, that's an image of David Bodie that I will never be able to erase now. David Bodie,
yeah,
in the kitchen.
I never knew that about him. Big time cook, big time bread maker.
So, do we have any.
Really the bread maker, but
do we have any more understanding, Gordon, of. Not necessarily. I mean, we know opening day is delayed till at least mid-May. How long do the players have any idea how long it will take them to get up and running? How teams are going to handle that? Yeah,
they've been told to expect to get 3 to 4 weeks to ramp back up once they're allowed to be back together with formal workouts. So this idea of mid-May is not a restart for the season. It's a restart for whatever spring training looks like at that point. And will there be games? There'll probably be games or some games. I don't know how formal they'll put a schedule together. It might look like a bunch of B games. It might be guys getting work on, you know, playing games on backfields. I would just guess that even if we get the all clear that we're, you know, over, you know, that we flatten the curve and that we're at a point where people can go out and do things again, or at least some business activities, I can't imagine they would try to play spring ramp-up games in front of crowds. So that would be, you know, maybe empty stadiums or maybe backfields, and then you get to the season. And I don't even know what they do then during the season. Now we're talking June, July in a best-case scenario. We're talking maybe half a season. We're talking if you squeeze in some double headers and use every available off day, you might get it up to close to 100 games, maybe. If everything were to fall just right, because you can't go too deep into October, not unless you commit to warm weather, dome, stadium, postseason sites. Some people think that they're just not going to play, and maybe that would be the best thing to do.
A summer without baseball, is that's on the table?
Well, I don't think that's on the table yet. From what I understand, the union and Major League Baseball are talking every day. There are so many financial moving parts to this that nobody wants to bang anything yet. So you're looking at, do I think the owners would agree to play half a season in stadiums where they're not allowed to have fans? I absolutely do, because if that means recouping half their TV money, of course they'll do it. TV money is a much bigger part of the revenue pie than attendance is, at least over the last 15 years or so. So that's a big deal to get the games played, even if there's nobody in the stands. For them, for the players, we're in a state of national emergency, and every player's contract has a standard clause in it that says in the case of national emergencies where baseball is not able to be played, the commissioner has the right to essentially nullify contracts. So these guys might not get paid. I mean, that hasn't happened yet. Nobody's saying that because they don't want to pick a fight. They don't have to pick with the union. The labor times are already not at their best right now. So everybody's trying to work together and hope for the best, but nobody knows. It's already been delayed twice. And we don't even have enough testing kits in this country to get people tested to an adequate degree to have answers.
We were talking this morning, you know, it was announced that Chris Sale is going to have Tommy John surgery. And it was a little confusing because, well, what happened? What changed from when he was pitching? Apparently, he started a throwing program on Monday, immediately felt pain again, and they had to shut him down. And now they're like, okay, he's going to need the surgery. But it's our understanding that you can't have elective surgery. It's not recommended to have elective surgery. So what does that mean? And then you wonder, are they looking at the entirety of the season? And are they saying, you know, Mookie Betts is in L.A., what are we going to do? So maybe we stop this. And I would imagine, Gordon, if it got to what you're talking about, you would have to figure out how to handle contracts, free agency, people, you know, who's available when and how to put the whole thing together. It's a great complication here.
Absolutely. It's a massive puzzle of moving pieces. And nobody knows when you can start putting the puzzle together either. That's a huge deal. I mean, what do you do with the contracts? How do you negotiate some of this stuff. I mean, I would think if you play half the seasons, the contracts are worth half the value, whatever. How do you negotiate the incentive clauses? Who knows? I mean, these are small things, but you can't just, if you get rid of the whole season, that probably gets rid of the salaries for that year. And then those contracts pick up the next year. I think that's the way the contracts are written. You can't just extend them a year. You know, all of a sudden a guy getting paid till he's 38 gets paid till he's 39 or whatever. And I don't know. These are first world problems, right? I mean, these are millionaire, mm-hmm. billionaire problems. But they are, they are complicated negotiations.
Well, sports, and people want sports. And I think people want as much of normalcy or familiarity and comfort in the routine, and baseball provides that.
So no doubt. I had talks with guys about that, and they said, well, at least our sport's going to let us come back, we think. And right. They talked about taking comfort in sports as an escape. They said, Schwarber said, we as players, we do too. It's so weird not to turn on the TV or to turn on TV and not see basketball.
Yeah, we have a texter. This is a serious text. Does Bryant become a free agent if they don't play? I mean, okay, it's the last of our worries, but these are things that have to be worked out when you talk about coming back. We got guys with.
Well, how about this? He already lost his service time grievance,
yeah.
which means two more years of club control. If this year doesn't count, yeah, right? Does that push him back to what amounts to a third year?
It's crazy. Well, safe journey home. We'll be curious to hear how that goes, what it's like in the airports. Do you have any kind of protection for yourself, a mask of any kind, or any – do you care about that?
My understanding is masks protect other people from you, not okay. you from them. And no, I mean, I've got hand sanitizer. I'm using it all the time.
And let's face it, Gordon, people typically like to stay about 6 feet away from you, right?
they typically do. I'm finding it's more like 10 or 12 feet now. All of a sudden.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
All right,
safe
buddy.
Travels.
God bless you.
Take it easy.
Take care, Gordon. That's our guy, Gordon Whitmire, working the Cubs beat for the Sun-Times.
Intrepid reporter.
Yeah, he's something special.
He really is.
A lot of good stuff that came out of that. And all right. Well, as I said, I'm going to be heading out of here.
Well,
won't
enjoy
be
your
here
week
next
off.
Week. Yeah.
Be safe. And,
yeah, it'll be fun.
And enjoy the family time.
Thank you, buddy. And just call me, please. Continually.
Good riddance.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill. We want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Yeah, that means a ton to us. Thanks to Dustin.
Everybody's drinking their urine in Asia.
Wow. Thanks to Kevin, KD.
Come on.
Uh-huh. And Ray,
Ray,
wherever you be, thank thee.
Drinking less, winning more.
Have yourself a great weekend. It's Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
That's all I got.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.